I'm going to read from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 1. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Maya Saktamanak Parata Yogam Yunjan Marashaya Asamasham Samagramam Itagyas Sitas Chinu. Now hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full knowledge of me, in full consciousness of me, you can, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Third point, in the seventh chapter, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully explained, or is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how he manifests such opulences is described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna and four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it is clearly explained that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one can know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma, Jyoti, or localized Paramatma realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is ultimate knowledge beyond any doubts. Different types of yogas are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One takes directly to Krishna consciousness, automatically knows about Brahma, Jyoti, and Paramatma in full. By practicing Krishna conscious yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature, and their manifestations with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practices directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms, of which Shravanam is the first and most important. The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, touch Trinu, or hear from me. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity become a perfectly Krishna-conscious person. One is therefore to learn from Krishna directly or from a pure devotee of Krishna and not from a non-devotee upstart puffed up with academic education. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantaksto hiya bhajani vidunoti saritsatam naishta pareshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati utama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki tadarajastamo bhava kama lobda yashtaye shete tana vidam sitam sadve prasidati evam prasanamanaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha Bhagavatatvi Vigyanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyante Ridya Grantis Chitante Sarvasamshaya Shiyante Chasti Karmani Trishte Vatmanishvare. To hear about Krishna from the Vedic literature, to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita, is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best-wishing friend, and purifies the devotee who constantly hears, engages in hearing about him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By the development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, thus material lusts and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, he can remain steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the science of God perfectly. As bhakti yoga severs the hard knot of material affection, enables one to come at once to the stage of asamshayam, Samagram, understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam 1:2:17-21. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness, one understands the science of Krishna. Maya satyamanak parata yogam yun jenmana shaya asam shayam samagramam itagyasasi tatshinu. Now hear from me, O Sanaprita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasadabhute Srimati Bhakti Bhiranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutum Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Siddharane. Bhagavad Gita can be divided into three different sections. The first six chapters, the second six chapters, and the third six chapters. And the very essence of the Bhagavad Gita is dealt with in the middle six chapters, from chapter 7 to chapter 12, which explain about the essence of pure devotional service. While in the first six chapters, as Prabhupada says here, it deals with the different kinds of yogas which make us qualified to be able to appreciate the middle six chapters. And the last six chapters deal with the knowledge which will keep us fixed in our devotional service. So this begins with the seventh chapter, the very heart of the Bhagavad Gita. And this is the verse that Prabhupada lectured on more than any other verse. And it begins after the other, it's the verse which comes after the other important verse, where Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesham, madgatenandaratmana, shadavam bhajate yomam, sameyuktatamo mataha. And of all yogis, he always advises me with great and transcendental faith, thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service to me, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. That's after explaining the Ashtanga Yoga system. Generally, one has to learn how to become dutiful in his behavior, at least externally controlling the senses and engaging them dutifully, according to Krishna's instructions found perhaps in the Vedas or from his representatives. So that's the beginning of spiritual life, avoiding sinful activity and performing pious activity. Then one has to learn tolerance in the face of material duality. And then one will have a peaceful mind by which he can hear transcendental knowledge. As long as we're hankering for what we don't have and we're lamenting after what we lost, then we can have a peaceful mind, be able to consider what transcendental knowledge is. And one can hear transcendental knowledge. And Krishna says transcendental knowledge generally deals with two things. One is the nature of the self, that we're all spiritual souls, which in one sense is not very complicated. But in another sense, because we're attached to the material world, especially to our bodies, and even more than our body, we're attached to our feelings, and even more than our feelings, which is even more subtle, is we're attached to our conception of life. We actually believe we know what's going on. And even more we're attached to even our conception of life is our false ego, our sense of being very important, all based upon our body, situation, our feelings and our conception of life. So that false ego, where we really want to have some influence in this material world, and we really want to have a good time here, is a big source of attachment to the soul. So faced with the dualities of material life, we're just caught up in serving these gross and subtle desires that are arising out of our false ego. But if one can tolerate them and hear transcendental knowledge, and gradually we can come to understand that we're actually spiritual beings apart from this body, although we're certainly conscious of what's happening in the body. But what's happening to the body is actually not happening to us. The problem is, in the material world, nothing much is happening to the soul, except he's simply experiencing the actions and reactions of his material circumstances, all brought about by his attachment to material desires and conceptions. Therefore, one can learn about one's eternal nature, and then one can also learn about the eternal position of the Supreme Person and our relationship with that Supreme Person, and how by developing our relationship with him, we can gradually become detached from our material conceptions and even from our false ego, and revive our real ego that we're Krishna Das. And therefore, by becoming Krishna Das, finding out who we actually are. And of course, in the sixth chapter, Krishna explains that not only theoretically one can understand that one is Krishna Das, but one can go through a process of Ashtanga Yoga, of meditation, by which one can actually realize Krishna. And of course, Krishna says, even after meditating, realizing Krishna through a meditational process, still then the next thing is, our relation with Krishna is not just to meditate on him, it's to do something for him. So now Krishna will explain in the seventh chapter that if we hear from him and follow his instructions, then we can know him in full, free from doubt. So even without going through the complete process of karma yoga, jnana yoga, and astanga yoga, if one accepts oneself as Krishna's eternal servant and agrees to render service to Krishna under the guidance of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then the result is that gradually Krishna can reveal himself to us, and therefore we become fully Krishna conscious. So here it says that the art of Krishna consciousness, or it says Krishna consciousness is the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, is called Krishna consciousness. Of course, there's nothing but Krishna in this world, but because we want to lord, or we want to possess this world and we want to enjoy the world, therefore our intelligence is carried away by the illusory energy, through lust, greed, anger, delusion, forgetfulness, and loss of intelligence. Just like Krishna says, Indriyani hi charitam, yanmanu nivadiyate, tadasya harati pragya, vayur ganda ivashayat. Just like a boat on the water may be swept away by a strong wind, so even when in the roving senses in which the mind becomes fixed can carry away a man's intelligence. So we forget this simple thing that I'm a soul and that I'm Krishna's servant. Everything here belongs to Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna's service, because we become attached to some idea of how to utilize this body and make ourselves or others happy. So Krishna will explain, we should hear from him, and if we follow the process as outlined, this hearing process, and become convinced that we should render service with devotion to Krishna, then gradually, as it says here, we become purified by association with Krishna, by developing the ability to focus our mind upon Krishna in a steady way. We become purified, and then gradually we experience Krishna consciousness, the happiness of associating with Krishna, and therefore our misconceptions can go away to the extent that we have no more doubt that Krishna is there and we're his servant. That's the perfection of life. So though it is ultimately quite simple, but of course anyone who practices Krishna consciousness will see that it's not so simple for us to practice Krishna consciousness, because we're very much absorbed in different conceptions of material existence. Therefore, it's recommended, of course, sadhana bhakti, that although we may not always think about Krishna, always do everything for devotion, at least we can practice for some time during the day and practice trying to be Krishna conscious, making an effort. And by that effort, we may gradually develop the taste and may even expand to the rest of our day gradually, where we actually become more and more Krishna conscious, not only when we're practicing our sadhana, but continuously throughout the day. And then eventually, even at night, we'll remember Krishna. So, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes.
They want me to actually put it on them. Thank you for the nice discourse, Maharaj. Sometimes it does happen, and Krishna in this particular verse says, "Touch Rino, listen to what I'm supposed to say." And sometimes it so happens that we are listening to Krishna with our consciousness. I mean, there's this we are in a particular situation, and we are hearing from Krishna, but it's not really coming through because we are filtering that with our own consciousness, and that prevents us from actually directly getting the message. But how do you avoid being?
I have to practice. We're conditioned. Therefore, Krishna says, "Sadvan rupa sarvasha, sharad bhavati bharata, sharoma yo yom purusho." Yo yat charas eva saha, that under the conditioning of the three modes of material nature, one develops a certain kind of faith, and when he acts according to that faith, then gradually he develops another kind of faith. So we already have a kind of faith, a kind of conception, experience of life, but if we hear from Krishna and then we try to follow it to the best of our understanding, then gradually we become purified and then we get another conception of life, hopefully more Krishna conscious than our other conception. Gradually some realization may come that there is a Krishna and I am his servant. So we can't expect all at once we're going to become Krishna conscious. But by following the process, gradually we should be able to become purified and therefore be able to hear more clearly. And when we can hear completely clearly, then we'll realize Krishna. We realize just by hearing about Krishna that Krishna is actually there, not just theoretically, but he's factually here. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Kijai. Srila Prabhupada, did you raise your hand? We'll give you a quick answer too.
Thank you. You said Krishna is factually here.
Yes.
How would you like explain that to someone, or how would you to go into that?
How do you explain it? That depends who it is. People that don't know who Krishna is, how can you explain to them? But Namas Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purno Shuddha Nityamukto Vinatvam Namanamino. That Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. Hearing about Krishna is to actually associate with Krishna. So if one who's practicing Krishna consciousness, then one will be able to realize that to some degree. But if one who doesn't practice Krishna consciousness, it's not easily understandable. Therefore, we don't usually explain it to such people.
Thank
you. Grantaraj Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.